So we're in Numbers chapter 28 and 29. We're not going to actually spend much time in Numbers 28 and 29 this morning, but we have been walking through the book of Numbers. And I'm just going to share a few thoughts on baptism before we have our folks that are getting baptized come up and share a bit about how they got here. But I want to talk about a little bit why even do this. Like, what is this about? What does this mean? What are we trying to accomplish in dunking someone in a hot tub? You know, and why can we do it in a hot tub instead of the ocean? Like, what, you know, it's not really the thing. So I'm going to share a little bit about this. And we have been walking through Numbers, like, slowly. And it's cool how the Lord works. He kind of times things rightly all the time. And so I'm really thankful for that. In the book of Numbers, we were talking about offerings and festivals and how the people of Israel were to have these festivals on an annual basis and remember what God has already done. Every one of the festivals that are described in chapter 29 of Numbers is a remembering of what God has done for the people of Israel. And in their story, it was they were enslaved to Egypt and were rescued out of that slavery to serve the one true God. And so these festivals are not saving them again. They're just remembering what God has accomplished in the people of Israel. And so in a similar way, we're going to do this dunking of people in water. And so often it just seems like this religious thing we do, and we're like, well, we're just supposed to do that, so we'll do that. But there's a purpose in it. In the same way that we remembered, the Israelites remembered what God had done for them through festivals, we each individually remember what God has done for us in Christ through baptism. We personally celebrate what Christ has done in our lives by being baptized. So baptism isn't a saving act. It's a proclamation of what God has done in you already. That he has become your Lord. That he has become your Savior. That you do want to follow him with your life. Chris and Alicia and my daughter Claire also this morning are going to join with us in celebrating what Christ has done for them this year. In 2020 of all years. Baptism is a proclamation of your salvation. So today we're going to celebrate a few things. We're going to do a few things. We're going to celebrate the way God has drawn Chris and Alicia and Claire unto himself in the midst of this year. We're going to celebrate how what exactly he has done for them. And we do that through baptism. And so I'm going to explain a couple things about baptism that you might not think about when we're doing this. But baptism is simply this. It's a recognition that we are sinners in need of a Savior. We can't perfect ourselves, and nothing else that can perfect us but Jesus. It's a recognition of that truth. And here's how it's a recognition of that truth. Two pieces. Water and rising. Water and rising. As we've studied the Old Testament in the past months, we've come through some water scenarios, actually. Water itself in the Old Testament and in the New is a symbol. It's a purposeful symbol of judgment, actually. Think of Noah and the ark. The water is judgment upon the earth. Think of Moses being saved through the basket and the water. He's being saved from the judgment of waters, the death that is in water. Water in the Bible is a symbol of death. And so, you know, it makes sense. It's actually kind of a risky thing. We don't think about that. When there's a storm, guess what? Like, there's riptides. It's not, you know, you need a boat to be on top of the water, okay? It's going to take you down, okay? So the Bible picks up on the imagery that this is an image of death. And so baptism, when you're going down into baptism, you're recognizing what I deserve is death. That's what I deserve for my sin, for the way I treat others, the way I treat myself, the way I treat all this. It's what I deserve is death. But the rising. We identify with Christ in baptism because he wasn't held by death. he rose. On the third day, he rose. And this morning, I get to look at a painting of an empty tomb here, made out of coffee grounds, no less, which is neat. And the rising. So in baptism, we're celebrating, I'm a sinner and I deserve judgment. But because of Christ, I'm going to rise to new life. And so that's why we celebrate in this action called baptism and immersion in baptism, because we're not just kind of doing something that we've just been doing. There's purpose and meaning behind it. And so we're going to celebrate with Chris and Chris, Alicia and Claire, how they've come to that decision. Today, we're proclaiming that they have decided to follow Jesus by being obedient to baptism. Jesus told us to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. As he baptized, we baptize. So we're doing a few things. We're celebrating what God has done in them. They are becoming obedient to what Christ has called them to do and proclaiming what God has done inside of in them. And we also, as a church, not only this church, but the body of Christ, are welcoming these into fellowship. We get the pleasure of seeing this time in their lives when they've come to know Jesus as Savior. But, you know, they may move away, right? My daughter, hopefully she goes to college and does something different. She's not always with this community, right? We're welcoming them as the body of Christ, as brothers and sisters forever. And we get to say to them, we will be with you in every struggle, at every turn, to help you in your walk of faith. God's timing is so perfect, and I'm so grateful to celebrate this here with you today. God's done some amazing things just this week, really, and just to display his timing. And they're going to share some of what God has done in their lives in timing as well. But, you know, we didn't ask for a Christian art display to come to our coffee shop. It just came. You know, someone came in our shop and said, we want a faith-oriented display of art. And I said, what does that mean exactly? And then later they came, we want to do a Christ in Christmas display of art. And look at this. It's not, you know, my kids are good artists, but, you know, like, these guys have been... Yeah, someday, Hattie, you probably have one of these. All right. That came together. This week, we also got a tree. We got this live tree, okay? I didn't know anything about what this tree meant at all when I got it. And someone came to me afterwards when they dropped it off and said, oh, you know the girl that passed away at Halloween in the boating accident? This was bought in her honor. 16-year-old Rachel passed away in a boating accident. It was bought in her honor to honor her. At her memorial, a youth pastor shared the gospel, shared about Rachel's life and what she believed in as a kiddo. She believed in Jesus. And during that memorial, three kids were baptized on the spot spontaneously, said, I want to be like Rachel. We didn't ask for this. We didn't ask for it to happen. We didn't look for it to happen. The Lord in his timing has brought these things together. And the same is true for these that are going to come forward.